Executor Cedrus, we're picking up a new set of signals on the outskirts of Balmora's main city. It looks like...
This is Cedrus. Go ahead.
This is Captain Veers again. Whatever the Balmorans just launched, it's cutting through our shadow droids like comb grass.
Describe it.
Bipedal war droids, dual turbo lasers. Squad 3, lay down cover fire. Double-jointed retracting limbs. We're pouring laser fire onto them, but it looks like they've got molecular shielding.
That's impossible. No one has perfected molecular shielding.
You better tell that to the Balmorans.
These new droids are absorbing our laser fire and sending it right back at us. Look out!
Veers! Veers! By the dark side! Guar, signal the shadow droids to fall back!
No response, Cedrus. All the shadow droids have been destroyed.
What are those new droids? Why wasn't I told about them?
Governor Beltane is on the comnet, Executor Cedrus.
Beltane, you fool! I should level your planet for keeping secrets on the Empire.
Your shadow droids already did a pretty good job of that, Cedrus. It'll take weeks for us to dig out of the rubble. But it would have been worse if I hadn't released my Viper automatons. Are you impressed with my little invention, Cedrus?
I want those machines, Beltane.
And I'll be happy to give them to you, Executor Cedrus. In exchange for the freedom of Balmora, that is. Then you can buy all the Viper automatons you want.
Are you insane? The Emperor won't stand for it. He doesn't buy weapons from free planets.
From what I hear, the Emperor doesn't buy weapons from anyone. He's dead.
Yes, well, your point is well taken. Very well, Governor Beltane. I'll send down representatives to draw up terms between your planet and the Empire.
And then Executor Cedrus and his Star Destroyers vanished into the flicker of hyperspace. I may have made a deal with a Sarlacc, but Mon Mothma, I don't intend to keep it. That's why I'm forwarding this communication to you and your Rebel Alliance. I want to make a deal with the New Republic. I only hope we can figure out what Cedrus is planning.
I don't understand what you're planning, Executor Cedrus. We should vaporize the Balmorans and be done with them.
Watch your tongue, Guar, before I watch it wriggling in my hand. I want those new droids for the Empire. I'll agree to anything Beltane wants, for now. Once those droids are in my possession, I'll use them to reduce Balmora to space dust. Frankly, I don't intend to waste any more time with little fish like Beltane. I have a more important adversary to deal with. I must prepare for the Emperor's return. And to do that, I must first eliminate...
Luke Skywalker! How are you, kid?
Fine, Han. Good to hear your voice. Good to be back at Pinnacle Base, too. Do you have room for one more beat-up old X-Wing fighter in the space dock?
Dock Commander's cleared you for immediate touchdown, but scanners show another ship behind you.
I've brought a friend, Han. Ready to take her in, Cam? Landing at Pinnacle Base can be pretty tricky.
I'm right behind you, Luke. The Jedi Knights will rise again.
Yeah, Chewie, I see it. Luke's X-Wing's got some new scars on her. Looks like our Jedi Master's seen some action.
As long as Luke's all right, he needs to train our two children and the one waiting to be born.
Han, Leia!
Luke.
Welcome home.
Hello, Chewie.
Luke, who's this?
My name is Cam Salyasar. It's an honor to meet you.
Leia, Cam is a Jedi.
A Jedi? But I thought the others were all killed by the Emperor.
I was apprenticed to the great Jedi Master, Rannik Salyasar, my father. Now I've begun my service under Luke Skywalker.
What a strange feeling. Luke, this means we're no longer alone.
You wouldn't know it from the small reception we've received. Where is everybody?
Mon Mothma and the High Council are in session. Even some of the military types like Wedge Antilles are there. It's a big meeting, Luke, and you're just in time.